Today on Wings, Women in India Build Solutions to Drought.
It is our vision to popularize rainwater harvesting in each and every state of India. This is how, for generations, our ancestors have looked after their land.
It takes a lot to convince the urban lot, I would say. Far, far easier to talk to, people in villages and rural areas, because they are so connected to Mother Earth and they know that this is a need and we need to do it, and they resonate and reciprocate to what you're speaking. But in the urban areas, it's always, can we look at it later? Nobody has the time to think about environment in their busy lives.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings. There's
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
In India, water is a women's issue, and women must confront increasing drought. Wings contributing producer Kalpana Pradhan interviewed two successful water activists, one rural and one urban. First, she sets the scene.
An acute water crisis has hit several states across India as the temperature continues to rise every year due to global warming. Seven of India's 29 states are the worst affected, occupying most of the country's west and south. These are Rajasthan, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Tamil Nadu, Karnataka, and Andhra Pradesh. Water scarcity for irrigation and drinking purposes is posing a serious threat to the population. Till date, water collection is women's job in the country, and to get a bucket of drinking water is a struggle for most women. A report reveals that on an average, a rural woman walks more than 14,000 kilometers a year just to fetch water.
जो घर गृहस्थी के पानी ना आ रहा है बेसी डंडा नहीं पा
चार बार जाते हैं शाम को तीन चार बार सुबह को
तीन किलोमीटर दूर हूँ पानी लावा तीन बार दिन में खरा तो अभी बच्चा बच्चा के माँ के व्यवस्था नहीं है
Village women are saying that they don't have water facilities in their villages. Every day they have to walk miles in scorching heat to collect drinking water. 3 to 4 times in the morning, again 3 to 4 times in the evening. They collect 4 to 6 pots of water in a day. Thousands of villages do not have access to safe drinking water in the desert state of Rajasthan. Amla Ruya is a Mumbai-based water activist who works on water harvesting. She described how women fetch water in Rajasthan.
I reached the Marwar region of Rajasthan and Pali district. That year, Pali district had received zero rainfall. I vividly recall this bunch of women holding their water vessels, going down a step well to collect the water and take it home for household use. I also went down with them. The women filled their water pots, 2 to each woman, and were now ready to climb all those steps and head homewards, 2 to 4 kilometers away. I requested one of the ladies to let me hold their vessel for a minute. One of them handed over the vessel to me. But what is this? I was not even able to hold it for 15 seconds and then hand over the burden to the next generation of women to be the water carriers for the family. No, I had to find a solution. The little water that they carry back home has to last the whole family. And once the water in the vessels get over, they are back on their journey to pick up the next 2 vessels. Their skeletons and their backbones are ruined. their health is undermined. Their little daughters cannot go to school because they have to take care of household chores while their mothers are filling the water. Their menfolk have departed to urban areas to earn a living for themselves. There is no ray of hope in their lives. Is this a life to look forward to? I could not allow my sisters, my rural sisters, to lead this life of drudgery day after day, year after year, till the end of their lives.
Amla Ruya has been involved in many projects to overcome the water crisis situations in the states of Maharashtra, Rajasthan, Madhya Pradesh and Orissa. She teaches the rural population about the importance of groundwater and the research process of groundwater index. She founded her own trust, which has transformed more than 400 villages across Rajasthan by helping them build constructions to restore water. She reintroduced traditional water harvesting techniques that include building check dams in villages.
Our family always believed in doing works of charity. So we had several trusts which were engaged in charitable projects. But for me, water was worship, and my constructions would have been my act of worship, of dedication and commitment. So I did not want any interference in my work, and therefore I opted to have my own trust called Akar Charitable Trust, that we take 30-40% contribution from the rural beneficiary society. Therefore, they begin to feel that it is their work. They are part of the decision making at every stage. They know that it will be them who will be looking after this work. We also tell them that please make your structure such that will last for 500 years. From our side, we will give you the best of material, but you have to see and supervise the work of the mason and the laborers so that your structure remains for 500 years to look after several generations of your own family and members of your community. And that is why we have gained tremendous success in our work. Till date, Akar Charitable Trust has made 426 check dams, giving life and sustenance to 7,20,000 people residing in 540 villages. The villagers are earning 1,300 crores year after year. The math is a miracle. It cannot be the returns of any stock market anywhere in the world. It is 56 times what you invest, that much you get back. It is our vision to popularize rainwater harvesting in each and every state of India. We have also done a few structures in Bihar and Orissa. We want to take up more and more structures in Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab, Haryana, all these areas. Our people will go and help the people to reconstruct their lives by building check dams.
Small check dams are constructed using masonry walks and traditional embankments for catching water. The rainwater is coming from the upper catchments and stored by the check dam. This system helped to recharge hundreds of wells that were built by ancestors in the villages. By slowing down the water, the dams recharge the underground soil and help with irrigation of the crop fields, and also helps to accumulate sediment. Locally, it is called anikat, says Amla Ruya.
The farmers were calling it anikat. I had never heard the name earlier. It was sounding very strange to me. I looked it up in both the Hindi and the English dictionaries, but I didn't find anything of the kind in either of them. So I decided that when I make my structures, I will call them simply check dams. I did not know at that time that I would be doing a great injustice to my own structures by calling them check dams, which are relatively small constructions made on gullies and nalas. My structures finally proved to be extremely big, holding crores of liters of water, recharging 150 wells at a given time, and converting more than 300 acres of land into irrigated farmland, barren land into irrigated farmland. That was the satisfaction which I got out of making my check dams. That is the kind of bounty that check dams bestow upon the land and its people.
Amlaruya also works on social issues at the same time.
In fact, when we start a check dam construction, take the first step of construction, we take a solemn oath from the villagers that they will give up their addictions such as alcohol and tobacco, because that is going to be what spells their disaster after they have become prosperous because of the check dam. Secondly, we tell them to maintain their structures well, because that is what is going to give them continuous prosperity in their region. Thirdly, we ask them to plant more and more trees in their areas. Finally, we want to motivate them to cover at least one third of their landholding into horticulture, so that they are able to make their income tenfold within 10 years because of the fruit production that they will be able to have. Plus, the roots of the trees will always see to it that their wells are well nourished, that they are always recharged, because the roots will take the rainwater into the bowels of the earth. It will recharge the aquifers and the underground rivers, which in turn will bring the water to their villages forever and ever. This is how for generations our ancestors have looked after their land. Also, tree plantation will enrich their soil. It will produce the biomass that is required to make the soil healthy and to produce more and more in their fields.
On Wings, you are listening to Women Activist Solutions to Water Scarcity in India. You just heard Amlaruya, whose charitable trust supports traditional catchment and groundwater restoration in rural areas. Next, our producer Kalpana Pradhan highlights water shortage in India's growing cities. She will introduce Kalpana Ramesh, an architect dealing with water in the central India city of Hyderabad. You will hear the term crore. It means a quantity of 10 million. Producer and host Kalpana Pradhan.
Not only the desert state of Rajasthan, but also parts of southern India are facing severe water crises. According to the government's Composite Water Management Index released in 2018, 21 major cities in the country are going to face zero groundwater levels, affecting 100 million people. The report also said that 40% of the Indians will have no access to drinking water by 2030. The megacity Chennai in southern India is almost out of water. People in Chennai are going to drastic lengths to get water. In summer, the situation is worse. Schools shut down, police are protecting water resources, and water being transported by train water tankers is very common in this area. Hyderabad is another city in South India where the major reserves have dried up. Due to irregular supply of piped water, it couldn't meet the demand of the city people. a large number of people are forced to rely on water tankers that is also not sufficient.
पांच जनों का संसार है, पांच जनों के संसार में 10 दिन में एक बार ब्यारल देते हमारे को, एक ब्यारल
कितना रुपया लेते हैं?
10 रुपए लेते, एक ब्यारल देते, पांच ही देते हमारे घर को, पांच देते, वो भी कम एडजस्ट कर लो बोलते।
Women in a slum in Hyderabad are annoyed about the water supply system due to getting less amount of water for their families. Amina Bibi was saying that there are 5 members in her family, but she is only getting 5 barrels of water every 7 days. That costs nearly 50 rupees per week. She says it is difficult for her to pay for the water. Once Hyderabad was known as City of Lakes. The city had more than 3,000 lakes, but now 50% of them have disappeared or are shrinking due to rampant urbanization. Kalpana Ramesh, an architect by profession, is working hard to protect the city from water scarcity. She says options to reduce dependence of water tankers include rainwater harvesting, saving lakes, and water recycling.
I would say most cities have this tanker culture today, not just the city of Hyderabad. We don't need this kind of tanker buying. Even if we can conserve the water, the 63 or 64 days of rainfall that we receive every year, if you are going to conserve, you know, few months you can keep yourselves away from tankers. This is something which everyone needs to understand, but we only see that the tanker buying is increasing. So we really have to set a people's movement towards that. Make people understand that you can actually save water, save rainwater, and replenish our groundwater too. Year after year, if you're replenishing the groundwater, your tanker buying actually comes down and it's just going to, you know, get back water into your bores and you can stay away from tankers.
Bores are bored wells for pumping groundwater. Kalpana Ramesh explains tanker water is not a very good solution.
First, you don't know what is the quality of water that you get in these tankers. I have tested it earlier, so I definitely know that this is not a great quality of water unless you buy registered tankers from the water board itself. But that also is heavily chlorinated and comes to you. The tanker culture has just growing over the years. We've been here from 2000, so it's almost like 20 years now. And you constantly see the rise in tanker buying because the groundwater situation is depleting. So most boards that have worked in the last few years do not work this year. This is the story of literally every community that I go and meet for, water conservation, consultation and stuff. So you clearly understand that the needs are growing, the population is growing, and the water is depleting. You know, the tanker culture itself tells us really the dependability of water that we have and how we are losing our own sustainable resources. Last year, we got the RTI for the number of tankers that government was selling yearly. So that itself came to 20 crores plus earnings in four and a half months for the government registered tankers. It's a lot of money when we have enough rooftops to take care of our water needs.
According to Kalpana Ramesh, water conservation is simple. She is spreading message to the city people to conserve rainwater from rooftops and to recycle grey water which can be used in gardening and cleaning purposes. She is not only creating awareness on water conservation but also urging homeowners, apartment complexes and offices to harness rainwater. All that is required is to outflow pipes from the terrace to a sump. The water passes through a small filtered bed of charcoal and sand to remove soil and leaves and flows into the storage tank. After her campaign, now hundreds of families in around in the city have repaired their defunct bore wells and adopted water harvesting methods. And also, nearly 150 city lakes are now cleaned and rejuvenated. But it was not so easy task, said water warrior Kalpana Ramesh.
It was not easy to spread the message to the urban people. You think most of them are educated, they will resonate with you, they'll understand the need of improving our own groundwater resources and water. But sadly, not true. I mean, most of them end up questioning, analyzing why, how, and most of them are busy all day. So in their own busy life, these things always take a back seat. Most people don't even think they are part of an environment. So it's really, really hard to get a very, practical knowledge from a very theoretical knowledge what is in their heads. It takes a lot to convince the urban lot, I would say. Far, far easier to talk to, people in villages and rural areas, because they are so connected to Mother Earth and they know that this is a need and we need to do it, and they resonate and reciprocate to what you're speaking. But in the urban areas, it's always, can we look at it later? Nobody has the time to think about environment in their busy lives. So it is really, really hard to crack this, but I think we will make progress if you are at it and constantly keep showing a change that can happen. So still, that drive from awareness to action, there is a really huge gap which is not resonating with people yet, I would say. Is a very difficult task to convince people. I still remember the first day of lake cleanup. I expected at least 50 people, because there were at least 35-40 meetings. I had small and bigger meetings around communities around the lake I was working with. All of them resonated well and they were happy that something good is coming up. I expected at least 30 people to come for our first cleanup. And you won't believe, we didn't have a single person come for the first cleanup. And only me and my, office supervisor, both of us were there. We were so excited, made, new rakes. We made those rakes ourselves, started the cleanup thing, all excited that day. But we were so disappointed to see no one joined. So it is always a disappointment in the beginning. But today I can proudly say, after working 3 long years with the communities, all of them have come around and see purpose in what we do. I would say, yes, in the beginning it all seems very bleak and absolutely like an impossible task. But I know for a fact the impossible can become possible if you are at it and if you intend to make this happen. If you stick to the game, it does happen.
Kalpana Ramesh is one of 7 women who took over the Prime Minister's social media account for an hour on International Women's Day 2020 to encourage people to create a water-secure future for next generation. The city schools of southern India are also coming up to educate students with a special classroom program regarding water harvesting.
Well, I have been able to reach about 5,000 plus kids in the last 2.5 years that I have been working with schools. It's been my interest to outreach to schools and talk to them about the environment, about saving lakes, showcasing the videos to them, and right now also doing a lot of webinars for schools in Chennai, Hyderabad, Bengaluru. And it's been a great thing to interact with kids, because I think this is the generation that needs to know what's happening around us and what is it that they have to face for tomorrow. They need to know what are the challenges today for water. So I think giving them that hope that, look, this can be fixed if we make things happen. This is the knowledge we need to give them. Not just talk to them about depressing stories, but also talk to them about how we made a change, how we brought in a change, how we can conserve water today.
and how you can become the champions. So this thing instilled in them at this age, I think even when they grow up, maybe even if they live in other countries, they will always learn to respect water, and they are going to take the world forward, and they need to know the importance of water and respect water. So I think this generation is, something that we need to outreach ourselves. And slowly, school started inviting me and, knowing about my initiatives and the work I do. And I keep getting at least a few schools that I talk to on a monthly basis, and sometimes 200, 300, sometimes 500 kids. It's a great thing to outreach, and in that little time that I can talk to them, I can connect. So I meet a lot of kids outside, maybe sometimes in the mall or wherever I used to go, that is pre-COVID. They used to recognize me, come and, talk to me and say that, we still remember you, what you told us, we save water, we try to, make that happen with our family too. It's such a happy thing. A child remembers something that is spoken to them a year back and still resonating in their minds. So I think they are, the warriors, forefront warriors of tomorrow. And I think they should be empowered about what is the change that they need to enable. So, just me outreaching first, and then the, children themselves take it forward to their teachers, and also have invited me. And now schools are outreaching to us. And we are also coming up with a rainwater harvesting online course for schools. So we are coming up with a 6-week session course. And this is also interestingly put up together with young, champions, I would say. Yeah, Teach for India people, then there is an art educator, then there are a couple of kids who are studying in the US. So they are helping me put together a course for rainwater harvesting.
According to a recent report from UNICEF and World Health Organization, 2.1 billion people around the world face water crisis every day. And the task of providing water for household falls disproportionately to women and girls, especially in rural areas. The India government committed recently to providing drinking water facility to every household. Currently, 99 million people have lack of access to clean water in the country, and about 200,000 of people die every year due to inadequate access of safe water, as revealed in the government Niti Aayog report. Experts are saying that it is a wake-up call for the country to save the most precious resources. Kalpana Pradhan, Wings, Kolkata, India.
In this program, you heard village women in Rajasthan, water activist and philanthropist Amla Ruya, a resident of Hyderabad named Amina Bibi, and urban architect Kalpana Ramesh. The producer and host was Kalpana Pradhan. To hear Wings programs again, email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughan, founder of International Feminists for a Gift Economy. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings series producer Frida Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.